Some of you who know me personally may know that by disposition or temperament, I am an introvert. And so it may come as a surprise when I confess to say that I really love weddings. I think the receptions, the ceremonies, and the joyousness of the occasion truly is infectious, and it lifts up my heart. I remember fondly, for instance, my brother's wedding. And at this point, being married going on 5, 6 years. And the ability to be a guest among those celebrating this union of this man and woman, being able to be at ease and to interact with friends and family and to eat good food, and maybe to be sitting without a care in the world, shoulder to shoulder, to use the words of our gospel reading, the hall full of guests. Sadly, we live in a time of pandemic in which wedding feasts and receptions are overshadowed and may leave us unsatisfied or frustrated. I think of how I was able, thankfully, to preside at the wedding of my cousin during this time, but sadly not able to have a proper reception for her. And even though we may be able to technically have receptions, we are contending with seemingly arbitrary limits on gatherings, physical distancing and rules about no contact, and seemingly preposterous rules of masking, even insisting that for parent dances and couple dances that the members of the dance should be masked. And we may long for the days before the pandemic, in which our weddings seem to be much more simple and unadulterated in their joyousness. However, if we are honest, we must acknowledge that even pre-pandemic weddings and wedding receptions were not perfect, because they still existed on this side of eternity, that is, taking place within a fallen world, infected with a contagion far more fundamental, ancient, and deadly than a novel coronavirus. This contagion, of course, is sin. And it was to save us from this great contagion, this great source of death, that our Lord Jesus Christ, the divine bridegroom, came to earth to save us. Throughout Scripture, the image of the wedding feast, the image of a nuptial union, has been presented as a way to describe God's plan for us. Often I make reference to the common phrase that we may hear from our Protestant brothers and sisters who ask, "Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?" As Catholics, we seek to do one better. Do we have a nuptial relationship with Jesus Christ, who presents himself as the bridegroom who laid down his life upon the cross for his bride, which is the church? And when we read the book of Revelation, we will read about the wedding feast of the Lamb at the culmination of history, when all will be made right. And in our readings today from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and in our Lord's parable in our gospel, we hear about a great banquet, a wedding feast, a time of great union and joy. What the primary obstacle between this great heavenly feast, the obstacle that stands between us and that, primarily is sin, which originates in the fall, causing all manner of disruption and, yes, death in our history. So perhaps we can consider that, yes, when we may lament about arbitrary limits on gatherings to combat the contagion of a virus, but how often have we allowed ourselves to shrink our own social circles or retreat into our own echo chambers out of fear of the other, fear of the other and the need to defend ourselves or to build up our own ego or ideology, an effect of sin. We may lament and roll our eyes at ongoing physical distancing and rules about no physical contact. But even if we think about pre-COVID weddings, how often do we hear about the lengths at which hosts will lean over backwards to accommodate the lack of reconciliation between estranged family members. We may laugh at the idea of masking, especially between mother and son and father and daughter on their wedding day. But we also must recall the true veil of sin that overshadows not only the relationships between parents and their children, but truly between all human beings. We long for the wedding feast of heaven. And in a very true and fitting way, we may long for the joy that may come about from a wedding and a reception that just may seem normal and joyful. As Christians, my brothers and sisters, we must remember above all the need for ongoing conversion to fight against that fundamental and deadly contagion of sin that infects our relationships and causes division among us, whether there is a pandemic or not. We are called, therefore, to ongoing conversion. If we long for the beauty of that wedding feast in heaven where the hall is filled with guests, we must exhort ourselves and encourage one another to seek to enact even a taste of that within our own friendships and homes and workplaces, to pursue love and forgiveness, modeling ourselves after the pattern of Christ. We seek to be honest with ourselves in the ways in which we may contribute to this division and propagate the contagion of sin through our own lack of conversion. This requires examination of conscience, ideally daily, and frequent recourse to the sacrament of reconciliation to receive God's grace so that we may be strengthened and free of sin and free and thus liberated to share in God's love. And also, and perhaps most profoundly, we have recourse to the Blessed Sacrament, God willing, as we prepare to make a fruitful reception of Holy Communion at this very Mass. We acknowledge that whenever we gather for the Mass, we are interacting with heaven itself. When we pray or sing the Gloria or the Holy, 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 we are praying and singing with the choirs of angels and saints in heaven. Truly, to come to the Eucharist is to participate in a foretaste of the heavenly banquet. So, my brothers and sisters, although we live in a time of marked isolation brought about both by sin and by disease, when we come to receive communion today, I invite you to consider this, that as you receive the sacrament of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, we will be united, however briefly, to that beautiful, eternal reality of the heavenly kingdom, occupied by the communion of saints gathered around the divine bridegroom, where the hall is filled with guests forever and ever.